Are they going to succeed to prevent him from running?
Yeah, I think they'll. I mean, I think they're going to demonize him and dot him and dot him and dot him and dot him. And then I think they'll blow his airplane up. I really, at a gut level, believe they're going to kill Trump.
Who's this? Trump?
I mean, I believe the deep state establishment will murder him. I mean, I believe he's going to steadfast go through all this. He'll be 30 points ahead in the primaries. Nothing's going to stop him. And then they just, he dies of a heart attack because they poison him or they blow his airplane up.
And what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous. What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding.
Wait. If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
Some of the smarter ones are not stupid. They're like, if we kill him, it'll cause way bigger problems down the road. Don't do it. But before they let him get in charge and prosecute them, which Trump said he will, he goes, I'm getting in, I'll be destroyed, and you'll be destroyed with me, or they'll be destroyed. It's a death battle.
Donald Trump is a convicted criminal. He was convicted by a jury of his peers of 34 felonies for paying hush money to a porn star and hiding from voters in 2016. Mr. Trump raped her. But guess what? Donald Trump has gotten a free pass. He hadn't done a damn thing till like a couple of days ago. He'd ride around his golf cart in his course, filling out his scorecard before he picks up his club, rambling about. Think what he's been talking about. Hannibal Lecter, he says, is a nice guy. Trump would rather be electrocuted than eaten by a shark.
Now to have them put him in jail so he can't vote for him or whatever, it's just not going to fly. It's not going to happen. And so, but at the same time, you saw what Comey and others said on TV. Well, whatever we do, we got to stop him.
Yep.
He can't be allowed in because he'll put us in prison. He said repeatedly, Biden says we will not allow Trump to be president again. And he says we'll use whatever we have to with law enforcement and the Constitution to make sure he's not president.
I said if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
As a matter of fact, if you think back to the last president that had an assassination attempt taken on him that has gotten this close, you're going to go back a ways. And if you actually look at the presidents that were assassinated and you look at what they were doing to the government money, you would realize the reason they're getting taken out isn't because some random Joe Schmo downtown doesn't want that president. It's because the system feels threatened. It's not some random person that's living out in the country that's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take out Donald Trump. No, this is a systematic approach, right? Their first approach was, hey, we're going to make sure that Joe Biden gets elected and we're going to make sure he gets the votes. He got the votes. Boom. This time around, they were going to do the same thing. They were going to put Joe out there. He was going to get a landslide of votes. Joe was going to win again. But here's the thing. They decided instead of trying to do anything risky, let's just put our opponent in prison. Let's do it the legal way. Let's send him through the judicial system, get him locked up so he can't run for president. And that failed. And as a matter of fact, it garnished more support for Donald Trump. So they were like, oh, crap, Joe Biden, you got to get out there and debate. You got to make sure we can sell how many votes you're going to get and people are going to believe it. But guess what? Joe went up there and fumbled the ball. It's not a coincidence that this assassination attempt happened right after Joe Biden completely fumbled the bag on the debate stage. And all of a sudden, even his own supporters are calling for him to step down. And now the system that you supposedly hate but somehow still vote liberal, that system is panicking. And the only other option they
have. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, this is Chase Geiser. Alex Jones is going to be with us in a moment. They're just checking on a couple of technical issues as far as him being able to hear the feed. So we're going to cover this breaking story about Bohemian Grove coming right up. But I think Alex is right on as it pertains to what we've experienced and the way we need to perceive what has happened with this assassination attempt. Yes, I saw that just an hour ago, it might have been the first time, I'm not for sure if it's the first time, but it may have been the first time that Joe Biden actually referred to what happened yesterday as an assassination attempt on his Twitter account. I don't know if the crew can pull that up. But the way to look at this is exactly as Alex said. It's not to focus on the minutiae of Secret Service falling short or whether there's going to be a congressional hearing or who's going to be held accountable or what happened. I mean, these are diversions. The fact of the matter is an intentional assassination attempt on the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, was made. And this was not just the product of a lone gunman or a lunatic or some radicalized fluke situation. This is because an environment has been created, set up, catalyzed, and manifest for the purpose of undermining the integrity of Donald Trump's campaign, for the purpose of persecuting Donald Trump and all of his supporters. And now that all of those options, those courses have been gone through to no avail, only increased support for Donald Trump and populism itself in the United States of America, the deep state's only card left is this wild card, this epic card of assassination attempts. And just like we've seen, like Dan Lemon and I discussed in the first hour of the show today, overseas, whether it's in Japan or South America or Central America or Europe, assassination attempt after assassination attempt, that is what the deep state does when they don't have any other options or any other recourse in order to establish their political agenda. And they rationalize it in their own minds because they're utilitarian, because they're Machiavellian. They believe that killing one innocent person or 3,000 innocent people is acceptable if their political agenda in their minds will save the lives of millions of people or will establish peace and harmony and one world government forever. There is no cost too great morally in their own minds in order to accomplish their political agenda, which is the conglomeration of all world political power into one world government, into one new world order, into one political establishment. And just as Alex Jones and others are going to reveal to you that the Republican establishment at Bohemian Grove was disappointed by the fact that Donald Trump was not successfully assassinated yesterday, we are quickly realizing as a nation that our issues are not a matter of Republicans versus Democrats or bad Democratic policy versus good Republican policy or vice versa. Our issues are a matter of the people versus the political class. We have an entire political establishment which is dead set only on subjugating us so that we are literally subjects of them and exploiting us and selling out our interests and betraying us, literally betraying us, for the sake of their own self-righteous, we are gods mentality of total world power. I mean, it's like something out of a Bond movie or Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. They are Sarwan level. They are Darth Vader level. They're even worse than Darth Vader because Darth Vader turned back to the good side at the end. They are Emperor Palpatine. And unless we do something, namely wake up to this fact and stop dilly-dallying around these issues, oh, why did this happen? How did this happen? I guess we should forget about it. We can't allow what happened to Donald Trump yesterday to be the same as what we allowed to happen to JFK. JFK was assassinated. They put together a congressional committee. They said there was likely a conspiracy, and then it just went away. It just disappeared. Nobody did anything. Nothing changed at the CIA or the FBI or in the deep state. Nothing changed at all. The only change that was really made was the president of the United States stopped using convertibles in parades. That's the only real manifest change that happened after the JFK assassination. Are we literally going to fall for this a second time? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Are we going to allow our deep state to continue to assassinate leading political leaders? Not unpopular ones, even. They seem to only assassinate the ones that have the vast majority of support. That seem to be incredibly popular in the polls. The ones that the people love the most get assassinated. They either get canceled, they get forced impeached, they get framed like Nixon, or they get assassinated. Like I was saying to Dan Lyman earlier, you have three lives. First life is cancellation. Second life is imprisonment. Third life is your actual physical life. And the first two steps seem to be failing against the populists. The first two steps seem to be failing against the American people who are claiming sovereignty for themselves. And so what do they have left but murder, bombings, terrorism, and danger? So the only rational response to this assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life is that we need to escalate our insistence, our peaceful insistence to the political class that there be accountability for this, that systemic changes be made so this can't happen again. We cannot rely on rogue billionaires like Elon Musk to save free speech, rogue billionaires
well, that's
like
right.
Donald Trump.
I mean, that's right. That's right, Chase. It's got to be us. And it's got to be citizen activists, citizen journalists. Couple of them got arrested today or last night, sneaking into Bohemian Grove where Republican leaders are against Trump and are meeting and scheming and stealing and doing what they're doing right now. So we're out here in California, they exposed Bohemian Grove. They've got incredible footage. We posted some of it on X. More's coming. These guys are going to make a documentary film. Some of them have been charged with felonies. You know, they're journalists just there with the public right to know where public policy is being made, like Daniel Ellsberg or Julian Assange. So, guys, great to have you here with us.
Yeah.
Why don't you just introduce yourselves here for all the TV viewers?
So, I'm Reckless Ben.
I'm Danny Burke.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Sean Gorman.
What's up? I'm Andrew.
And we have one more person, but he wants to remain anonymous. But, yeah, he was by dancer.
So we talked this morning when I met with you guys. You guys just called us a week ago. We were already going to infiltrate, but you guys did. So that's great. Tell us what you saw, what you witnessed.
So, yeah, we saw some crazy stuff. We were actually doing this for over 2 weeks, going every single day for 2 weeks straight.
And describe what Bohemian Grove is for people who don't know.
So it's basically the most elite, powerful people in America all come together. And it's like the biggest mystery in the entire world of like, what do they do? Because they go to extreme lengths to keep it all secretive. And they want like literally the most like extreme lengths ever. Like, they scare all of the employees to like stay secret. Like if you try to ask an employee what's happening, like they won't tell anything. And for some reason, it's all secret and no one knows why.
And what made you guys, when did you decide as 20 people to infiltrate? Because like you said, they arrested two of you, but that's nothing. You guys have got this out.
I don't know. I just went in by myself at first. And then I was like, oh, the security here is like nothing like what it is in the media. You know, like I was like, I'm going to expose that. So why not just invite all my friends? You know, I was like, this place is fun. You know, it was fun inside. So I was like, I want my friends to enjoy this also. So I invited
all my
friends.
And you said they were obsessed with me, though.
Yeah, they were very obsessed with you. Yes.
Pretty much anywhere we'd go and we would talk about something that like, oh, we tried to like get them to admit something. They'd be like, oh, Alex Jones said that. Oh, he's making this place look bad. Alex Jones this. Alex Jones that. And you're like a freaking wanted man there, dude.
They love you there, dude.
Keep going. Tell me what you saw.
I mean,
millions are watching.
Okay. Yesterday,
literally like 5 million people literally are watching.
Yesterday we walked down and like, right when we enter, they're wearing the robes. Like right when we enter, like the cremation of care is about to start and they're wearing these robes and, we're walking over to the cremation of care. And there was like, how many people in these robes, dude?
Probably it was like 50, I'd say, like 50 or 60. Also, they weren't black robes this time. I think in the Alex Jones video, it was they were like wearing like black robes, but now they're all super colorful, which is maybe they're supporting Pride or something. I don't know, but it was like rainbow colored robes. It was all different colors.
Yeah, I actually didn't make it to the big event on Saturday night, but I actually got in there on Thursday and actually was at the opening ceremony of the Bohemian Grove. It's like the main event to get the whole party started for all these wealthy individuals who go here and party. And yeah, it was just the main event. And I was there and it was really weird. It was some interesting stuff coming on. They had an axe that they split a really big piece of wood. Then they all were having a whole bunch of wine, champagne. It was just on some really uncomfortable stuff. And I did see some things, and the type of secrecy that they wanted to keep was just, you can't even take out your phone at all. If you take out your phone, they literally snap it. I sadly wasn't able to get a lot of my footage out. But it was some really interesting stuff that I saw there. And yeah.
And we went in this thinking they were all Republicans as well. And so I asked one of the members, like, oh, do you think Biden's really a 6 handicap? And then one of the guys like is like, oh, I actually golf with Biden. He's an 8 handicap. And, you know, Trump's a cheater. He kicks the ball. Like he's not a, like, basically calling out Trump, basically saying he's a fake golfer and the society is going to be the worst. Like, it's going down if he becomes president.
Yeah, it's weird because the first time I tried infiltrating Bohemian Grove, we wore a Make America Great Again hat because we thought it would, like, fit in with them. You know, like, we were like, oh, that's how we fit in. But I guess, yeah, we were, like, completely wrong. I thought they were all going to be, like, super pro-Trump, but they, like, hate him, dude.
I was talking to you guys this morning. I mean, what did they say yesterday after Trump got shot?
I don't know if we talked to them about that.
One of you guys I talked to said they were happy. I remember this morning we talked.
I overheard someone saying something.
Oh, hand it to him.
Right. I really didn't like get their full opinion on it, but they just seemed like they were just in shock over it. Like they didn't know what to think of it. But I didn't really. It was just like a.
Well, I talked to like 80 of you this morning, and one of you was like, "Yo, they seemed like upsetting."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. For the most part. When Trump got shot, like we said, we thought it was going to be a majority of Republican place were infiltrating. I wouldn't say they were celebrating that he got shot, but they obviously didn't care as much as we thought they should care about, you know, the guy that can lead our country one day just got harmed very harmfully. And they didn't seem to care too much, which is really surprising. So that's how you know that these guys are just kind of just really off. And yeah.
But we had a foolproof plan, and basically we made it work and we got the footage. So,
well, that's really the great news. Talk about your arrest. Yeah. You described that this morning and others, but like 20 people you learned were in there. They think I'm running this. I'm not running any of this, but you're a journalist. You're protected. They've charged some of you guys with felonies.
Yeah. I don't know how much I want to talk about, but I guess I got a misdemeanor trespassing and a couple felonies that are,
you showed me the arrest forms.
Yeah. I was in jail last night. Yeah, a misdemeanor for trespassing. I think conspiracies and what's the other one? Eavesdropping. Yeah, I got eavesdropping.
But you weren't eavesdropping on civilians. You were eavesdropping on political operations.
Yeah.
You're protected by free speech.
And basically, during the cremation of care, I guess they already knew our YouTube channels. So there was basically, they had photos of us. And basically they had security. The security is actually like kids. And that's how it was so easy to get in the first place. But I guess we were on high alert because they found our YouTube channels that we go undercover and stuff like that. And so they questioned me and asked what camp I'm in. And I'm like, oh, I'm at my dad's Robert. And then they called Bromley or on the intercom or something. And they're like, oh, well, there's no Robert there. And then they ended up putting me in zip ties and like held me hostage for like an hour. Zip tied for an hour. There was like 5 guys and they were questioning me. And I was so scared because like these are like big elites that they can make something go away quick. So I didn't know if I was going to get shot. I didn't know what was going to, because why, if they're going to zip tie me, just take me to the police. But
what's crazy is I snuck in 24 years ago And you got, I'm not trying to bring myself in the story. It's just great. They kept bringing me up, you said, while you worked there.
Yeah, they kept bringing me up. So I was just like, I kind of made it seem like you were kind of our leader. And basically, I was basically like, yeah, we've been in talks with Alex Jones, and good luck finding everyone, because you're dealing with the GOATs, the greatest of all time. You picked the person that actually doesn't have any cameras on him at all. I'd had nothing on me.
And so you, but it's not BS to say there were 20 people inside.
Yeah. And
you've given us the footage, or you did. They got yours, but they failed.
And I said, good luck finding them, but they didn't find them, because we got some elites ourselves that know how to get out of places without getting caught. But I guess I was the decoy that got caught.
Yeah, we got 20 people inside, and they caught the only one without spy cameras, which was Danny. Yeah, well, his name was Lou. That was his fake character's name, but his real name's Danny.
Yeah, my footage. I don't know what's gonna happen to that.
Sorry.
They arrested me last night. I literally just got out of jail like 20 minutes ago. They picked me up and brought me straight here. So this is pretty crazy to be on this podcast off of zero sleep. But yeah, they brought me in and they surrounded me and tackled me. They like dogpiled me with like five different security guards. Just instantly knew it was up, because I feel like everyone was on high alert ever since they knew that you guys were infiltrating. And I obviously stand out. I'm super young. Like, don't look how I belong there. And
Andrew, how did you get caught?
Basically, they were like looking for everyone after you said that there were just 20 people inside, I think. So initially, some security guard walks up to me when I'm inside some little comedy show thing. And he's like, hey, man, what's your name? And I was just like, oh, Drew, nice to meet you. And he's just like, nice to meet you. Shook my hand. So I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm trying to find the exit. That was the main issue for me that got me caught, because I didn't know where to leave from. And I was thinking going in the way that we entered was going to be way too sketch, because that's like 3 miles through the mountains at night. Like,
why do you think they're so secretive?
I don't know. I don't want to say too much because I have pending charges currently, but I think that they may or may not have something going on. I really don't want to elaborate on it too much.
No. What do you think? Tell us.
I think that whatever it is, I really don't know, but I think that whatever it could be, I don't think that it's like a mass thing that everyone knows about there. I feel like if there is some super elite secret shit going on there, I feel like there's like an even smaller group of more elite people that have like some kind of like back trail.
Oh no, that's it. They're trying to compromise people there. They're trying to get people in sexual compromised positions.
So yeah, one thing that a lot of people don't realize about Bohemia Grove, it's like an open campground. So you can actually go, it's basically 2 miles of in the massive Redwood Forest, and you can go to different camps. There's 150 camps in this. So I actually made my way around to at least 4 or 5, and then I ended up slipping up. But yeah, the point is there's so many camps, there's so many rich individuals meeting here, and I think they're kind of determining the laws in some type of sense. There's so much rich people there. There's so much wealthy people there who have kind of lead the world. There's so many camps. I got to see some stuff. I was actually a leader of a DJ. I got close to some of the guys in there. I ended up talking to a lot of them, and that's ended up why I actually did get caught too, because I don't necessarily look like I belong there, to be honest. I got too comfortable, and that's what I honestly think. And if you guys even want to try to get in, it's a lot easier than you would even think. We legit just walked the hell in.
I'm telling you, the security are like kids, and
it's all an illusion. The whole New World Order is an illusion.
Yeah. And I ended up going to Sun Dodgers, making friends there. They took me to Hillbillies, which I only know of Hillbillies because that's what you said. So I was like so stoked to go there, because I was like, that's what Alex Jones said he stayed at on his fake backstory. And but I was kind of scared there because there could be Secret Service there, so I didn't want to stay there long. So I just had one beer and they just kept going from camp to camp and trying to gain everyone's trust with my backstory.
Do you think they're trying to sexually compromise people there?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what Jeffrey Epstein was doing, right?
Yeah, it's like Jeffrey Epstein 2.0.
I didn't get hit on at all when I was there, but I think it's just because I'm ugly.
No, man, they did hit on me when I was in there.
Yeah, but they didn't hit on me, though, but I'm not as good looking.
Right. You're a good looking guy. The point is that they just tried to kill Trump yesterday. What do you guys make of that?
I don't know. I think a lot of people don't like him. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was some crazy like 20-year-old that would want to kill him. But I don't know. I mean, maybe, I mean, all the people that were high up at Bohemian Grove also didn't like Trump. So is that connected? I don't know. I don't know. I have no opinions on that.
What do you think happens now that they failed?
What do I think happens? I think they're going to try again.
Yeah, obviously. I agree with you totally. So that's the big issue.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no opinions on that. I didn't talk to anyone about Trump getting shot. All I know is that they just really hate Trump at Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I got arrested too fast to ask questions about the Trump stuff, but...
Oh, wait, I've one more thing. I actually talked to another bus driver. That was my fake job there, was I was a bus driver. I was, like, pretending to be a bus driver. And one of the other bus drivers was, like, they were talking about all the famous people that were there, and they was, like, oh, I heard Trump's coming this year, right? And the guy was, like, no, like, our boss was, like, no, like, they do not want Trump to come. Like, Trump would never be allowed here.
But that's a positive for Trump. They hate him.
Yeah. But, yeah, they were, like, no, Trump would never show up to this. Like, that is no-go for sure.
Because Trump's not into men.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Trump's sexual preference. I've never talked to him about that. But, yeah, I would. I mean, he does have a wife, so I would assume that, yeah, he's into women, yeah.
Hey, I mean, just because someone has a wife doesn't mean they're just into women.
No, but in the old days, compromising Republicans was homosexuality. So you went there to do that to be in the elite of the Republican Party. So it's basically a Republican gay hookup of him.
Dang. I think maybe we would have saw that happen, but I was too scared to stay at one camp for too long because then they would question me more. So I kept going from camp to camp. So maybe I didn't have a good enough conversation to get hit on, but I could see that happening there for sure.
Like I said, I got pretty close to a couple camps. I was going around a lot of camps. I was talking to a lot of the people, and actually, I don't know if it was getting hit on, but a group did offer me to stay the night at their camp. Obviously, I was going to say no. The way it works in the Bohemian Grove is called sleeping around. It's an exclusive term that it's literally called sleeping around. It's when you're in the first phases of being a member, you still have to find the camp you're according to. So to find the camp you're according to, you have to sleep around in other tents. And that has a negative connotation. Do you really like sleeping around with men? Is just like it just sounds weird in general. So to even have that term as a basis is weird. And another thing I want to emphasize is they are so secretive about the footage that we got. They were, when all of us got, me and Danny got detained, they were hounding us for a long time. They're like, what's on your phone? What's on your phone? What's
on your phone? So during the break, you guys are here. You got hours of this. You got hours. We need to start getting this on X right now, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good conversations that we had. Sadly, like I said.
You guys are going to make a documentary?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely Reckless Ben and Danny Burke. And
yeah. So Ben and I are YouTubers. It's going to be on Reckless Ben, Danny Burke. And Andrew, are you making something as well? Yeah, Andrew
Pro TV. That's my channel if y'all.
But
Andrew Pro TV. But let's get some of it out now. Like some of it's already on Real Live Shows. Let's get it out now.
Oh, Dancer.
Oh, and Dancer as well. Sorry about that. Yes, Dancer is posting a video as well.
He just has to stay anonymous because he does a lot of these sneak ins. And if he shows his face, they're going to get him in like 10 seconds. So
but that's
he's
the
be
good
anonymous.
News is that 20 people are in there. Which is emblematic of the huge public global awakening. Like, it's over for the New World Order. I mean, humanity is taking action. We'll be right back. Bohemian Grove, 2024, totally infiltrated. They just tried to kill Trump. Everything is insane. Humanity's rising. There'll be 1,000 people next year. And it's emblematic of the collapse of the deep state. We'll be right back. Follow us on Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. Yeah. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company that's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. he already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. And silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's some of the new leaked footage from Bohemian Grove. We're talking to the journalistic group that did it. Here it is. I have no audio. I'm sending audio. Thank you.
all witnessed in his leafy temple. May all within the grove be reverent before him.
Hours and hours of footage. It'll be out soon at Real Alex Jones on X. But here are the investigative journalists, some of which have been charged with felonies for daring to go show the global elite, the Republican Party, doing their druidic rituals. Guys, this is amazing.
Yeah. I just realized I'm the only one here sitting at this table that hasn't gotten arrested for going in Bohemian Grove. I was the only one able to escape.
Well, she hasn't been arrested either.
Yeah. Well, she was the getaway driver. Yeah.
No, you just compromise me in the law.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was the moral support back at the Airbnb that did not drive us then.
I was a driver to pick everyone up from jail.
Yeah. But, I definitely want to say, though, that, getting 20 people in this year was pretty easy. But next year, we're going to get in 100 people. Because I honestly don't think they have the funds to, like, up security. It's, like, a mile from one side of the grove to the other. And I think... what they say online is like, oh, it's all like guarded with like motion sensors and cameras and stuff. But I don't think there's, I did a whole like.
No, it's like bit. Everything with the globals. It's a hoax. It's yeah, a facade.
I do think it's a hoax. I did a whole bit and it'll be in our documentary where like I did something so I could sneak into the security. We had a whole like backstory so I could sneak in security and we got like footage of all their cameras and their only cameras are in the parking lot. So I think next year, and they just don't have the money to like put up like security cameras. So I think next year we can definitely get in 100 people.
I just
for sure.
Love how they thought I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought you were there. I think, you were on the wanted poster. It was like wanted Alex Jones. Then also, yeah, us too.
Yeah. Describe that. They had three.
Images. Yeah. So when I was, zip tied and held hostage for like an hour, they were talking about like, who are you with? Who's your friends? Like, where are your friends at? I was like, you're not going to find them. You're with the best. And they're like, Alex Jones. And I go, what do you mean? And then he goes over to like a photo and there's three photos. It's Ben, it's me, and it's you. And I said, good luck. Cause you're not going to find them. And then, I basically made like a fake thing. Like we were fake friends with you basically to gain your trust, to debunk, like everything you said about it, just to make them think like, oh, Ben and Danny are doing a good thing. But obviously that's not the case, but I was just trying to say anything because I felt like if I'm held hostage, I don't know what they can do. They could start punching me. Like I really was so scared. Like, why couldn't they just get me arrested? Like I was literally zip tied. A guy, like I was trying to leave and the guy wouldn't let me leave. I was like, hey, you can come with me to the police. Let me leave. And he's like, bro, come on. You were trespassing. I'm like, just let me leave. And he just, it was really weird.
But it shows the power of the people. What are they going to do now that everybody can get a job there and infiltrate? Like, we didn't talk before you did this.
Yes, it was. I got the job super last minute as a bus driver. I called one of the guys on the phone and I got the job in less than a minute.
Yeah.
Less than a minute.
I mean, we like kind of tricked them into being employees of the place. So I got the job first and then it was like, okay, like, tell this guy that this guy gave you his number and say that you're already hired and stuff. And we basically just like gaslighted the heck out of them. And we kind of just like took over their whole employment system.
Well, my issue is they hate Trump and they're glad he got shot. I mean, this is disgusting Republican establishment meeting over here, making all these side deals. And they're so scared. It's creating a Streisand effect. You know what that is?
No, sir.
Well, the Streisand effect is 20 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever it was, 18 years ago, I forget the exact day. She has this giant house on the beach in California. Barbara Streisand. And she didn't want anybody to cover it. So by her threatening to me not to cover it, it made it bigger. That's called the Streisand effect.
Yeah, and this is just a personal message to everyone that I met at Bohemian Grove. Don't waste your money here, guys. Your safety is in jeopardy. If I can sneak in a random 24-year-old what if someone who was really, you know, who's dangerous can sneak in there? You guys are not safe. This place is a pure scam just to make you guys feel important. And, you know, a couple YouTubers, a couple random people were able to sneak in so easily. It's a scam. It's not what it seems. I'll tell you guys that. And on the point of arrest, zip ties. Yeah, they ended up zip tying me too, but it was a lot more violent than his. I have a whole bunch of marks. I haven't got into that.
Yeah, describe what happened to your arrest.
I have a whole bunch of marks right here. So like I said, I was working the DJ booth because I actually got cool with a lot of them. One of the older guys offered me, he's like, hey, you want to come help me out with the sound system? I'm like, hell yeah, bro, that sounds cool, trying to fit in. Anyways, I feel a security guard tap my shoulder and he's like, hey, I start walking back. And then right when I get out, there's the camps. And well, little did I know, they already had a whole trap set up for me. There was a whole truck right there, a whole squad full of these, let's just say, retired CrossFit guys. And I kid you not, they're fucking shoving my face into gravel. I have marks to prove it. We took pictures and everything.
Yeah, show folks your elbows.
Yeah, got that right there. I got all shit on my knees. I got everything.
So what happened?
And after that, they're like, stop resisting. Citizens arrest. So they were just so happy to get citizens arrest and basically damn near breaking my arm. I'm like, hey, bro, y'all caught me. I'm going. It don't matter. And when I was in the truck, I'm in the middle. And let's say Andrew's one of them and Danny's one of them. They're both holding my thighs, acting like I'm going to go anywhere. They're like, you're not going anywhere. Why'd you do it? They're like, you fucking, like, bro, I didn't push you. I'm like, stop making
you up. You tried to expose a Republican gay orgy.
Yeah. We're trying to expose the people and we're trying to expose these people. And that's
another. Republicans are like sucking dick in here. What are you doing?
For sure. And the more important thing, it's like we're journalists at the end of the day, guys. This is our right to expose all the injustices that are going on behind the scenes so you guys can see that. So for us, for them to treat us extremely just like actual, and it was ridiculous.
Well, that's official oppression. So you get a lawyer. They've charged you with a felony. The minute you sue them for official oppression and kidnapping, they will drop charges and pay you $100,000.
Yeah.
You sue them for official oppression. And they're going to drop all charges.
Official oppression?
Official oppression and kidnapping.
Okay.
Bohemian Grove kidnapped citizen journalist exposing globalists.
Yeah, and for an hour just questioned me. They ended up
finding... Oh, they're watching right now. What do you want to say to them? You just officially oppressed with your gay sex cult. You just got caught in your gay sex cult suppressing journalists.
What I gotta say to you is have fun charging everyone because next year the boys are coming back. We're bringing in 100 people. So if you're gonna charge everyone, you're gonna have to charge everyone, and that's gonna be a big budget for you.
You want to speak? You infiltrated.
Also, next time I think.
Wait! We gotta put the mic on you.
Everybody here just played a vital role, and I just want to thank everybody here. You guys did amazing. And yeah, we exposed this evil cult. That's that.
But I want to be clear. I'm not just saying this, Tack. They officially oppressed you. Bohemian Grove security kidnapped journalists and tortured them with the zip ties. I mean, you've got to sue them. You got to sue Bohemian Grove. They're going to be, they'll drop your chart. Felony charges, folks, trying to show you a bunch of Republicans sucking each other's dicks.
Also, next time you should just citizens arrest them before they citizens arrest you. It's a loophole.
Out of Isengard of their ass.
Also, big shout out to Dancer for getting that footage that you just guys saw. Like, I was arrested. Well, like,
where do they think this goes? Imagine they like tackle somebody who doesn't. I'm not putting you down. You did the right thing. I don't do too well. So imagine you tackle the wrong person. Now you're in a war. You guys want to suck each other's dicks all day. That's fine. We're not mad that you're gay, okay? You're Republicans. You want to go have gay sex. We understand that. It's okay. You're not bad. I like women. You like men. It's okay. We're not mad at you. But you're not going to sit there now and persecute people just because you want to suck dick all day.
I'm sorry. That was really funny.
No, it's true. Like, let me tell you right now. It's like, you know, full on.
Oh, by the way, they sent me a threat on my work email. So basically, when I got the job super last minute, and even though I didn't show up to work, they did not send me my work schedule. So they fired me, but I didn't get any work schedule of when I'm working. This is how unorganized. Like,
you thought your job was just exposing a bunch of homosexual Republicans.
Yes, but
You're like, look, I'm just trying to show you guys having gay sex rituals. What's the big deal?
But I sent them a very professional email, and all they replied, they replied at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They basically said, like, all lies, amateur hour. Just I kind of took it as like a threat.
It's amateur hour. It's 20 people in 2014. Yeah. I bet it's 100 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I basically, this guy is the craziest ideas, and like you'll hear it from him, and we're gonna pull it off.
By the way, I only met you guys a week ago on the phone. What was the impetus to do this? What happened?
Oh, you got this one, dude.
Oh shoot! So we're trying to find Banksy right now. It's like an ongoing plot, and it's a long story. I don't know. It's a long story, but we started sneaking into places and trying to like expose corruption and stuff, and we've snuck into Scientology, we snuck into McCamey Manor, we snuck into the 12 Tribes cult, we infiltrate cults, we try and take things that are
you
bad.
You just
in the
snuck
world
into InfoWars.
Yeah.
What'd you find? What'd you find? Ain't nothing to hide, brother. It's all out there.
We just wanted to see what actually goes on there. Like the truth is everything that people have heard before, is that actually true?
No, and but moving on. Now you've seen InfoWars. What do you think of it?
Oh, I think
I think you're one of the most entertaining people I've ever met in my entire life. I don't know how you have the energy to be this energetic. I can be this energetic for like 1 hour, but you're like this like the entire day we've met you so far today.
I call you the GOAT. Like, you're so good at what you do.
Not about, I'm just saying, you see us. What you get on air is the thing. Look, this is, yeah. I spend zero brain power on fakeness.
Just like YouTube. YouTube will censor stuff, and this is just the realest, so. I appreciate actually being on here, so thank you.
But guys, you've been charged with felonies. You are journalists. You are heroes. They officially oppressed you. They tortured you. They're going to owe you money. So flip the script.
Okay. I definitely will flip the script. And I just want to thank you for having us. It was just a crazy experience to be a part of, and I'm glad I was able to bring you guys the footage. A lot of it's going to be released, so make sure to check it out on their channel.
Yeah, we have no plan. Say it. We want to get as much as you can. You guys put a film out, I'll promote you. But you got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. We got crap ton of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, we have so much stuff that it's actually going to take so long to edit. But this might be the craziest video we've ever posted, and maybe on the internet.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I'm not saying it's not occultic. It is. But that's a small sliver of the compromising. It's the gay sex and the prostitutes that are in town. That's my point, is this is a lot bigger. This is big.
Yeah. I just feel bad that I'm like, I didn't get hit on, because I don't know. I feel like if I go to like a gay bar, I definitely get hit on like all the time. But
I actually thought it would have been hilarious if I got hit on. And
to hit on people. Yeah.
I just was curious because I wanted to see how far they would have took it.
Well, I wasn't trying to act cool, but 24 years ago, I was a lot better looking. I was pinched on the ass, mobbed when I was there.
The closest thing that I got to flirting, like I said, I got offered to stay at a campsite. And right when I kind of gave them like, nah, I don't really want it. That's when they kind of started being suspicious about me. That's kind of when I got turned in. That's when kind of my cover was blown, when I was like kind of hesitant to spend the night at their camp.
And they call it sleeping around.
Yeah, they call it sleeping around. Verbatim, guys. I'm not lying here. If you sneak into Bohemian Grove next year, try to sleep around. I mean, like, it's just really cringy, to be honest. Like, all these old rich guys going off, and it's just,
well, they obviously tell them don't mess with the employees, but if they can get you, they will. But me, when I went in 24 years ago, it was pinch on the ass, Pepe Le Pew, it was on.
Dang. I didn't get, I wish I got pinched in the butt. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool story.
I mean, it happened. This happened.
Dang. But yeah, I say let's get 100 people next year. That sounds like a sick goal. I feel like out of the, what do you have? You said millions of people watching. If 1% of them sign up to go in next year, that's like 100,000 people almost.
Well, that's the point, is that their intimidation is not working. And I know they had that History Channel thing trying to set me up. They didn't get me arrested. They had a fake arrest for themselves. This is epic. This is epic stuff, guys.
So, yeah, you were saying the history, because I watched the History Channel. The first time I tried infiltrating it, it was literally just to make fun of the History Channel, because that was like the worst thing ever. But you're saying that they actually set you up because they got fake arrested to try to get you real arrested.
100%. That's my belief.
Wow. I kind of believe it. I don't know. I'm like 50-50 on the fence on that one.
No, I believe it because I watched that video. I thought it was one of the dumbest videos I've ever seen. I was like, dude, of course you're going to like.
They're like, stop right there. And I go, F you, and jumped on a kayak and ran away.
There's one security guard.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's one security. There's a mile long. It's called River Road. There's a mile long of camps. And you can sneak in literally anywhere in that mile long distance, except for one spot. There's one spot you can't sneak in. They put one security guard there. And that's
they led me there to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly. They went to the one spot you can't sneak in, which is like pretty suspicious to the History Channel. I will say that for sure.
Well, regardless, Trump just got shot in the face. They're going to go for Brooke. What do you think about Trump?
I mean, I think no matter like, what political side you're on, it's really sad that like someone has to die. I think the end of a life is always bad. I have no opinions on that thing. I don't know.
It's just no matter the state of America, you can just tell it's in total decline when the citizens are going to the lengths to not to let someone get elected, and it's murder. They're trying to murder a guy not to get elected. And for just America to go that far off the deep end, of course, president, and it's just sad that
we're living through history.
Yeah, we definitely are living through history. And I think maybe Bohemia Grove, like you said, might be behind some of it. You know, like there's hundreds of camps. There's hundreds. There's 3,000 people there. There's no way I could have went to every camp. And there's probably some camps, guys, that are some suspicious shit going on.
But you said they hate Trump.
Yeah, I mean,
so one thing you this morning told me, I forget who it was, they were like, they were upset Trump didn't die. Who told me that?
I don't know. Was that you maybe? I don't know.
I said they were like just super caught off guard.
Go. Like they were in shock about it. But
start over. You have the mic. Start over.
So I really didn't hear too much. I just kind of heard a few conversations in passing as I was walking by some guys, but they were just talking about like, oh my God, like, did you guys see that he got shot? Like, I couldn't really tell what side they were on, if they were glad that he got shot or if they were upset, but I just think they were just shocked by it in general. But another thing I was going to say is I think that the whole him getting shot in the, he got shot in the ear, right?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the picture. I've been in jail for the past 24 hours, but what's it called? I think that, I mean, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like it could be like fake. I feel like this could be something to just push some sort of agenda that, oh, they're out to get him, and this is...
But I said this before. You go to, like, a store that sells furniture, and there's a bowl of fake fruit 100 yards away.
Right.
You know it's a fake bowl. No, this is real. Like, he, boom, he gets hit in the ear. It's just real.
So you think it's, like, 100% real?
Oh,
like,
it's real.
No, okay.
It's as real as your mama.
What are the chances that he's this far off? Like, it's crazy how, like, if he was... this far to the right, like we would be living in a completely different world right now. Like,
no, his 1 degree. So what? That's a great question. What would have happened if they killed Trump?
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, if he was 1 degree to the right, like 1 degree distance, we would be living in like it's like the butterfly effect, but like times a million. You know, like it would be such a huge like difference in what we're
absolutely. You guys are incredible. You're citizen journalists. You've been charged with felonies. You've done nothing wrong. You're heroes like Julian Assange. First Amendment, they will fail. You need to countersue them for official oppression. They will back off like that. Closing comments right now for everybody watching.
I'll just say this. Scientology tried suing me for like $1 million. TBS has tried suing me for like $5 million. The Flat Earth community tried suing me. I get sued every documentary I make, and it's never been successful. So I guess good luck, Bohemian Grove.
When working with Reckless Ben, it never fails. So sue us, you ain't winning.
Yeah, I mean, just super glad that Alex had us on, so thank you. But screw Bohemian Grove. I'm probably not going back. I got the scoop for y'all, though. So I hope y'all enjoy the footage when it's released. And you guys are going to learn a lot. A lot of questions are going to be answered. There's a lot of misinformation going on about Bohemian Grove. So many YouTube videos.
I would tell you guys, just dump it all. Put it all out.
Yeah, so thank you, guys.
I'm just glad I got to experience it. Like I said, I don't want to say too much until my case is closed. But y'all will see it in the documentary after the case is over. And, yeah, I think that it's going to be crazy.
And you got more clips we're about to put on Real Alex Jones.
I didn't do anything wrong, so y'all can't arrest me. I'm just here documenting on VR.
We have a lot of editing to get this done, but we're just going to make sure we get it out for you guys, and it's going to be one of the craziest videos you'll ever watch. And thank you so much, Alex, for having us on.
Thank you. Well, they just tried to kill Trump. We're still on air right now, thanks to Elon Musk and others. We're going to fight hard. We need your prayers. We need you to take this video and boost it everywhere, because the globalists are on their heels. We are marching forward. We're not playing games, and we are coming for them. All right. Yeah, I need a plug. So, DrJonesNaturals.com. If you support this work, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Trump bulletproof T-shirt being printed right now in Texas. Ready, pre-order it now. InfoWarsStore.com. It takes money to fight a war. It takes money to fly out here and get a house and meet these people and do this. We need your support. DrJonesNaturals.com right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new T-shirt. Get it all, because this is a war. We cannot do this without you. We are winning. We are people that have proven ourselves and had devastating effects against the enemy. So back us now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new T-shirt. Trump bulletproof. Win, win, win. Fight, fight, fight. Get that T-shirt and get the products and keep us on air, because you are funding this operation. I'm tireless. I'm dauntless. I don't know how to give up. I can't. It's not in my DNA. But if you don't fund us, we shut down. InfoWarsStore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. And how do people support you guys?
Just our YouTube channels.
Yeah. Reckless Ben on YouTube. Danny Burke.
You can just follow me on Instagram. I'll be putting out some stuff. Two Horn Sean. Two Horns and Sean, S-E-A-N.
Andrew Pro TV is the YouTube channel. Also, shout out to Dancer. I'm sure he's going to be posting some stuff on his Instagram and YouTube.
Lydia Ren on Instagram, and also lit.io VR for behind the scenes.
Also, if you guys want to go in next year, DM us, because we'll get you involved, because we want to send in 100 people. So
you just infiltrated the Republican gay orgy. You just exposed the New World Order. That's what victory's about. People power, human intelligence everywhere, overrides AI. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. We can't win this war without you. When you take action, we are unstoppable. Chase Geyser, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, they're all coming up right now on Sunday Night Live. Share this link and we will win together.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store, or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything, so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars, and frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself. ¶¶
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.